So the epistle for the second Sunday of Lent is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Brethren, we pray and beseech you in the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so also you would walk that you may abound the more. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles that know not God, and that no man overreach nor circumvent his brother in business, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, as we have told you before and have testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 17. At that time Jesus taken unto him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And the disciples hearing fell upon their face, and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they, lifting up their eyes, saw no one but only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Please be seated. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can say that today's Mass will show for us a completion or a continuity of the message that we had at the first Sunday in Lent. And the first Sunday, we remember, we had our Lord in the desert. He showed to us to get away from things, a need to retreat, silence, penance. And also he shows to us the warning that we'll have to see with temptations against us. The devil will try to tempt us. The devil will try to make us fall. And then also on Ember Wednesday and Ember Saturday. On Ember Wednesday, we have the example of Moses on Mount Sinai and Elias in the desert, both fasted for 40 days also. The signification of the 40 days. And then on Ember Saturday, yesterday's Mass, we have the same gospel account, the transfiguration of our Lord. And so with that, with this second Sunday, as I say, it's kind of a continuity. It shows to us, obviously, with the first Sunday, the need for retreating, to be away from the temptations that the devil will try to bring to us. And why is that? It is to help us to get to heaven. To, in a sense, for us to be transfigured like our Lord was. And so with this transfiguration itself, this gospel account that we see, both from Ember Saturday and today, it is an encouragement for us. It is to help us to try to see where are we supposed to go. Now, what is the purpose behind all of the penances, the sacrifices that we try to do during this time period? You know, why are we doing it? It is to get to heaven. And so when we see that our Lord was transfigured before his apostles, the three, Peter, James, and John, it was also a means to help them. Because these would be the same three that he would bring to the garden, where he would suffer his agony. So in a way, he wanted to show them at this very beginning that he was truly Almighty God. He was God, and so therefore, from that, even though he would have to suffer, even though he would have to suffer his passion and his death on the cross, he is still God. It was a means to help them from being scandalized, from wondering, was this truly God? You know, was this the Messiah? And that is why he showed them that, and that is why he also specifically says to them, tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man has died. He specifically says that to them. And so for them, it was also an encouragement. It is meant to encourage them, to help them to see that they would have to maybe suffer too. But who is greater than the Master? And so therefore, if the Master suffered so much, that they also may have to suffer too, and not to be scandalized in that, not to be weakened by that. And so that is why then our Lord shows to them this vision. It is a means to help all of us, though. For all of us to realize that, yes, at times we may suffer, we may have our crosses and our trials. It may appear that God is not listening to us, but God is there. God is there for us. Just as he was for his three apostles, for all of the apostles. But he showed to them this vision as a means to encouragement. And so, as I say, from the first Sunday, we see the need for fighting the temptations that the devil will try to bring to us. The need for going out and for doing penance, to sacrifice, to be away from the world, to retreat from it. He shows us a great need for that. In order for that we may get to our end, which is heaven. And so we can say this transfiguration of all of us, God willing that we make it to that end. Because just as our Lord had shown that he was as bright as the sun, his garments were as white as snow, and there is always something for us to think about the glory that is to heaven, in heaven. You know, how brightly will we shine too? And it depends on our charity, obviously. Depends on our love for God, of how bright we will be in heaven. And so from these things, there is that parallel for us. There is that understanding that God wills our sanctification. God wants that for us. And that is why God will continue to give us the graces that we need. He will offer these graces to us at each step of our life. Because God wants us in heaven. That is why he created us. It is up to us whether we accept that or not, whether we accept the graces as they come, whether we turn our back on God. But God does, he wills our sanctification. And so that is something that we have to try to figure out. We have to try to put into practice then. God wants me to save my soul. God will give me the graces that I need. But yet at times, we don't follow through on that. That is the human nature side to us. That is where we turn our back on God. That is where we desire other things. And that is where we can say, with mortal sin, we completely turn our back to God. We turn toward creatures. We turn towards things, whatever it may be. And venial sin for us is a slight turning. But the more that we keep slight turning away from God, the more likely we are to fall into mortal sin. And so for us, if God wills that, God will give us what is necessary. That we can be sure of. That we need to pray for. That is what we need to encourage ourselves, encourage our family, to realize that God wants us to save our soul. And that is why then in these gospel accounts, we see these different things as a means of encouragement for us. That truly, the transfiguration is meant to help us to look toward heaven. Just as it was that our Lord gave to Peter, James, and John this encouragement, so therefore they would not be scandalized at the passion. And what happens? They still leave our Lord. Peter denies our Lord, even though he had this vision, even though he knew that he was Almighty God. It shows the weakness of human nature. It shows truly how weak we are. And so therefore, we need the graces of God. We need to take advantage of these things. And that is what is meant with the days of recollection. As I say, our Lord shows to us, we need to retreat from the world at times. We need to get away from the cares, the responsibilities, the duties that we have, at least to think of God. Otherwise, we will be too absorbed in the things around us, and we will forget God, and we can't. And that is why we must look to our spiritual life first, and all the other things will fall into place according to God's will. And so that is why then we are offering to you these days of recollection, to focus on the spiritual life, to focus on your sanctification. It is the will of God. And so therefore, we must try to focus on that ourselves. Yes, God will give us the graces that we need, but we must accept them. God is not going to force it upon anyone. That is why he gave us free will. And so therefore, we must focus ourselves on our sanctification. We must see to it that it is the most important thing in our lives, to save our soul. Otherwise, we have a completely different, a wrong view of the lives that God has given to us. And so that is why I encourage you to sign up for the Days of Recollection, to take advantage of what is being offered to you. You must see to it that your sanctification, your spiritual life, is the most important thing for you. You have to see to that. And so as God wills that we save our soul, he will give us the graces we need. And so that is why then, in the epistle, St. Paul will even tell us, he exhorts us to advance in virtue and perfection, working with the grace of God. Just as he mentioned last Sunday, he said, do not receive the grace of God in vain. Work with it. Take advantage of what is offered to you. Accept these things and you will see then a perfection in your life, or working toward that. I mean, granted, none of us are a good judge of our own soul, but still, if we are working with the graces of God, if we are staying in the state of grace, that is what God expects from us. And that is what St. Paul is exhorting us to. And so therefore, with that, we must pray for these graces. We must work toward them. And truly, our Lord gives us the means in order to reach that. And that is why he showed to us what is the means, what is the salvation. I mean, just as we say at Stations of the Cross, because by thy holy cross, thou hast redeemed the world. It is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the cross that will get us to heaven. And granted, maybe sometimes for us, you know, we tire of hearing of that, but it is the truth. It is the means that God has given to us to save our soul. And that is why you will see in the sacraments the tracing of the cross on the infant. You will see that at confirmation. It is a gentle reminder to us that Holy Mother the Church gives to us, that the cross is your means. It is the means to heaven. And so therefore we must accept it. We must embrace it as best we can. And so therefore the conformity to the example that our Lord gives to us is why he shows us this transfiguration, telling us, you must follow me. And that is why our Lord says, you know, take up your cross, you know, deny yourselves, take up your cross and come follow me. It is the invitation to all of us. And so therefore we follow one person, Christ crucified. And St. Paul reminds us of that time and time again in his epistles. How Christ lives in him, that we must follow Christ crucified. We must take advantage of these things. And so we can say the efficacy of our prayers, of our sacrifices, will only be in accordance with the measure of participation of the cross that we take part in, of how much we are willing to suffer with our Lord. How much are we willing to take part in that suffering? That union that we have with the suffering of our Lord will show the graces that we will receive. And so truly this should be an encouragement for us, especially with the transfiguration. Just as it was meant to encourage Peter, James, and John, it is meant to encourage all of us. It is meant to help all of us. In this time period of Lent, yes, but throughout our entire spiritual life. Throughout our entire spiritual life to help us and to reach that final goal. And so I'll also turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was ever faithful at the cross, who watched and followed our Lord every step of the way. Pray to Our Lady. Ask for her guidance and her help, so that therefore we may transfigure our lives in Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.